Walmart has made its vast fortune with, among other things, a combination of very aggressive buying practices and a certain amount of ubiquity. There are Walmarts everywhere, or so it seems. But a new investigation from the New York Times suggests that in Mexico, at least, the company's explosive growth may be connected to illegal practices. The Times investigation uncovered evidence of millions of dollars in bribes paid in order to gain building permits. So it's been an uncomfortable few days at Bentonville, Arkansas, where the execs have been meeting to try and consider their next steps. Joining us now, Ben Heineman, a senior fellow at Harvard Law School and an expert on corporate governance. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk first about the FCPA. That's the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Let's assume at this point that the allegations in the New York Times are true. What laws would Walmart have broken?
There are two aspects of the FCPA, as it's called. One, American companies cannot bribe foreign public officials to get benefits. Secondly, they must keep accurate books and records and control their transactions in a transparent way. It appears that, at least the allegations are, that Walmart had systematic bribery to get stores built in a very quick fashion, and that they falsified the documents, tried to hide those bribes in Mexico.
So those two
aspects are violated. It's enforced by the Department of Justice in a criminal sense. The SEC can bring civil cases on books and records, and both companies and individuals can get sanctioned under the law.
I should say that Walmart has issued a statement, and you can read this full statement at their website, and they say, "We take compliance with the U.S. FCPA very seriously and are committed to having a strong and effective global anti-corruption program in every country which we operate. We will not tolerate non-compliance with FCPA." That's the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. But let me ask you, Ben Heineman, you say that the FCPA bars you from bribing officials, but some people say that there's countries in which you have to pay a certain amount of bribes. It's been said about places like Afghanistan, for example, that if you don't pay a bribe to local officials, you can't get business done. Does that argument hold water?
No. First of all, whether other people bribe doesn't matter. If you're an American company, you violate the law, and there has been very robust enforcement by the Department of Justice. So whether or not others do it, you violate U.S. law. Secondly, there are a number of American multinationals who have a no-bribes policy overseas, regardless of what other people do, and follow it. And that's what Walmart says, in theory, it was supposed to do. I would make one quick note. Walmart has not denied the allegations in the New York Times stories. It said they're very serious. It doesn't reflect, if they're true, it does not reflect what Walmart stands for today. Remember, these actions took place in the period from 2006 before. At least that's what the story says. So Walmart has not denied what went on.
We're speaking with Ben Heineman, and he's a senior fellow at Harvard Law School, but also an expert on corporate governance. You can actually read his piece on the Walmart investigation in The Atlantic. And I wanted to talk about corporate governance, because part of these allegations made in The New York Times are that Walmart officials launched an inquiry. That inquiry returned evidence of bad practices, of bribing and covering it up, and that then Walmart proceeded to cover that up by certain ways. Is that also actionable under criminal law?
It can be. It can be an obstruction of an ongoing crime.
Even if law enforcement wasn't involved at that point?
It was not. The story, again, all the facts I'm about to tell you are allegations. I want to be careful that your readers understand that this is a New York Times story. It's not a finding of the law enforcement authorities. But it's very clear from the story, at least, that on two occasions, Walmart senior management in Arkansas stopped the investigation. The first time a lawyer in the United States heard from someone in Mexico about all these bribes, investigated with a U.S. firm, a very noted U.S. firm, who had recommended a much broader investigation. The authorities in Arkansas at the top of Walmart said no. Then they said, let's investigate it with our internal unit, not an outside law firm. That internal unit looked at it, said there's something's rotten here in Mexico City. We've got to have a broader investigation. Once again, the authorities said no. They sent it back to Mexico, to the General Counsel of Mexico at the time, who was implicated and had been, in all the reports, been implicated in orchestrating the bribery scheme. And that General Counsel of Mexico shut the whole investigation down. So rather than having a full investigation in the period 2005-2006, the people in Arkansas twice the top leaders shut it down and stopped it from going forward and basically tried to sweep it under the rug.
All right, let me go then to the second graph in Walmart's statements, in which they say many of the alleged activities in the New York Times article are more than 6 years old. If these allegations are true, it is not a reflection of who we are or what we stand for. Is there a statute of limitations on the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act?
There is a statute of limitations. It can be extended to 8 years if there is activity in foreign crimes that need to be investigated. That's a technical question, but I doubt that Walmart is going to try to hide behind the statute of limitations. I think given the corporate citizen they try to be today, they are going to have to be very forthcoming, and they have just announced that there will be a full investigation by an outside law firm and by forensic experts reporting not to the management but to the board of directors, to the audit committee. Once these investigations start, they are very hard to stop, and they can turn up not only problems in Mexico 6 years ago, but problems in other parts of the world that may be more near in time. And other companies who have these kinds of investigations, Siemens, Avon, even News Corp, when they've appointed these independent committees reporting to the board, they have discovered many more problems than they thought they had, which has been a great deal of a problem for the company itself.
Again, we're speaking to Ben Heineman, who's a senior fellow at Harvard Law School. So, Ben, last question for you. At this point, if you were advising the Walmart Corporation, what would be their next step?
I think they have no choice at this point to follow their own dictates and to basically make sure that they're not bribing anyone around the world, to review all their disciplines and make sure that they're not doing it, and secondly, to cooperate totally with the government. The person who gave the New York Times information had all the data, all the documents, all sorts of emails, because he was at the center of the bribes himself. So there is a tremendous amount of evidence in the hands of people other than Walmart. They must investigate it fully and come clean with the government. They have no choice, and that may mean that heads roll. That mean that current people who are senior in Walmart may have to go.
It's Ben Heineman. He is a senior fellow at Harvard Law School, expert on corporate governance. You can read his piece on this investigation in The Atlantic. And again, Walmart's statement is available not just on their website, but we have a copy of it at our website as well at thetakeaway.org. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.